Speaker!
Order, order.
Parliament's Privileges Committee met behind closed doors to consider three questions of privilege. The first is about actions taken by Maritime New Zealand, a government agency responsible for safety at sea, in relation to the Managing Director of Maritime Management Services Limited, a private company involved with safety on ships, following her giving evidence to the Regulations Review Committee. The second and third questions of privilege arise from comments made about the Speaker, David Carter, from Labour leader Andrew Little and his chief whip Chris Hipkins. Their caucus colleague Ruth Dyson had heard derogatory tweets about Mr. Carter referred to the committee on Tuesday, but whether they'll be discussed today is not yet known. Reflections against the Speaker are regarded extremely seriously and are relatively rare. Only six complaints have ever been upheld, the last in 1998. After considering complaints, the Privileges Committee reports back to the House with a recommendation. Also in the committee rooms, a final appearance by Beverly Wakeham as Chief Ombudsman. Rhys Lyon reports.
Dame Beverly Wakeham, who's due to retire at the end of the year, was up before the Government Administration Committee for the annual review of her office and outlined the main finding of an upcoming Ombudsman's report on the Official Information Act.
There's nothing wrong with the Act itself. It's the way it's been implemented in many areas. There is a lot that is good going on, but there's a lot more we can do as well as the agency. So we've got some practical, I hope, suggestions for improvement.
Dame Beverly also outlined what wasn't in the upcoming report.
I mean, I've been at pains to say to everybody that it's not going to be a ritual bloodletting and people being named, shamed and blamed, because I don't think that's productive.
The Chief Ombudsman said abuse of the OIA process was always a concern.
But it's our job to ensure that we identify those and come down on them very hard, and that's where I say I think we, as an office, have to be more vigilant and we have to be a lot tougher. And we have to be a lot tougher publicly. And we're certainly resolved, and I'm sure Judge Bosher is no shrinking violet, and he will pick up that challenge and take it on.
A nod there to incoming Chief Ombudsman Peter Bosher. And Dame Beverly also sought to clarify a statement she'd given the media suggesting the Prime Minister had been cavalier and shown disregard for the law in his attitude towards the Official Information Act.
I should give a bit of context. I was doorstopped by reporters having been out of the country for 3 weeks. I had no idea what the Prime Minister had said. It certainly wasn't my finest hour either, because I had no idea what he said and I had to scramble to find out. Certainly as far as the Prime Minister and his office is concerned, we have not had and have never had trouble around responses in time to OIA requests. And the Prime Minister certainly has reminded his ministers from time to time and has asserted that again recently with me. I don't know if the Prime Minister will send me a Christmas card this year, but...
Dame Beverly Wakeham in her last appearance before the Government Administration Committee as Chief Ombudsman before her retirement later this year.
That report from Rhys Lyon and this from Police Minister Michael Woodhouse.
No one is above the law. No MP, no truck driver, no journalist.
Michael Woodhouse was responding to this question from his Labour shadow, their new spokesman on police, Stuart Nash.
Does he think that is appropriate use of police resources to fly two police officers from Auckland to Wellington to search a journalist's house for a simple handwriting sample while sexual assault, burglary, property and car theft resolution rates are in freefall?
Mr. Speaker.
Order. The Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
Well, Mr. Speaker, that's a judgment call, but it's a call that police make, not politicians. And the member who aspires to be the Minister of Police should be very aware that under the Policing Act 2008, the Commissioner of Police is not responsible to and must act independently of any Minister of the Crown. I am obliged to follow the law. No one is above the law. No MP, no truck driver, no journalist.
Police Minister Michael Woodhouse in Question Time, which was followed by the Wednesday general debate, with contrasting views on the government's new Resource Management Amendment Bill, due for its first reading on Thursday. First, Environment Minister Nick Smith.
That will let us build more houses, get more jobs, develop our regions and get infrastructure, and that is with the introduction of the significant 200-page-plus resource management bill that came into Parliament last week.
Nick Smith led off the general debate, which included this contribution from Labour's Sue Moroney.
You know this is a government out of ideas when the whole of this debate is focused on a piece of legislation that they should have brought to this House more than a year ago, and they're bringing it down and back in a watered-down state. That's the best that they can do for this debate. You know that they're out of ideas.
Labour's Sue Moroney speaking in the general debate. I'm Tom Frewin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.